Welcome to the Engineering Influence Podcast, presented by the American Council of Engineering Companies. A central pillar of ACEC's advocacy efforts is the protection and expansion of qualifications-based selection, or QBS, which is used by public agencies to procure engineering and architectural services. QBS is a competitive process in which consulting firms are evaluated and selected based on their qualifications, after which the parties negotiate the project's scope, schedule, budget, and fee. QBS was originally passed on the federal level in 1972, and since then, its use has expanded to many states, which recognize that public safety requires contracting with the most qualified design firms. Over the years, there have been many challenges to QBS on both the federal and state level, and ACEC and its member organizations have been diligent in defeating them. The latest challenge occurred this year in Illinois, and to talk with us about it is Kevin Ardle, Executive Director of ACEC Illinois. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Jerry. Glad to be here.
So to start off, would you give us some background on the on what happened?
Sure. So brand new legislative session this year with a new leadership in the Illinois House and Illinois Senate with a new Speaker of the House. So there was a whole host of bills that maybe never would have kind of advanced through the committee process that we're moving now as a new leadership. So we were tracking one legislation, House Bill 680, which would have done away with QBS, the state's QBS law for local and municipal projects. And generally these bills don't advance very far, but in this new environment and in this new year, the legislation was moved out of committee, with the notion that they had asked the sponsor to work with the opponents to draft an amendment. But nevertheless, the legislation hadn't advanced this far in the past, and frankly, it could have been called for a House vote at any point. So once it moved out of committee, we began tracking it pretty closely, and then engaged with the sponsor of the bill, and he seemed determined to pass it. So that's when we really kind of kicked up our energy and decided to turn up the volume on our opposition. So
what was the reasoning behind stopping QBS on the local and municipal level?
Well, I think it's one of those things where you can try to rationalize the irrational, but you just run in circles. The conversation with the bill sponsors, revolved around concerns. He had a friend of his who's a county board member in one single county had with engineering contracts and supplements to engineering contracts and the process by which firms compete for those contracts. And none of it would have been solved nor addressed by the removal of QBS. It probably only would have compounded his concerns. But sometimes that doesn't exactly play out. So,
so you start tracking this bill, and I'm assuming you mobilize the membership.
Totally. So, as soon as we thought that there was the likelihood that the sponsor was committed to trying to advance this in the House. Against sort of our best efforts, in one-on-one conversations and such, that's when we decided to turn up the volume. So we formed a coalition, and we worked with the State Society of Professional Engineers, the road builders, the architects, and other affiliated groups like the Asphalt Pavement Association and others. But what ACEC did in Illinois is we decided, we're going to try to take ownership and lead this effort. So we created a website called IllinoisEngineeringMatters.com, and we sent that out to our members and then also our coalition members, and it allowed members to log in and send a letter directly to their state rep and state senator based on their address. So we had over 2,000 emails sent in the span of just 2 weeks. And frankly, in comparison from what I've heard by industry standards for associations, that was record level engagement. So we were really happy about that. And then we own QBS. We think it's the best policy. We think it's great. There's nothing to shy away from. So we went out to the media, and we did end up getting an investigative story that highlighted the advantages of QBS and the potential downfall of limited QBS or limiting it in municipal areas. And funny enough, none of the bill sponsors agreed to go on camera for that story. So it was just ACEC kind of talking about the advantages of QBS. And then we had letters to the editor across the state that were placed by our board members talking about the advantages of QBS. So, I think that, in government, the need to move, quick is critical, like speed kills. And what we decided to do is, when we ramped up, we were all in. So we had the website going, we had our public affairs team pushing the news stories, our lobbyists were more engaged, and we had the coalition rolling. So, we were really hitting it on all cylinders.
What was the timeline of this? When did this start and finish?
Well, it was introduced in February, but again, there's thousands of bills introduced. So we kind of wanted, you don't want to jump in full if it's not going to move. But it did get out of committee in February. And then about 2 weeks before the House bill deadline is when we decided, like, okay, now, there's this, the sponsor is still intent on advancing this. There's not really a compromise to be had. The conversations with the sponsor were not productive. So that's, that was the time in mid-March where we just, we're going to totally increase the volume on this project. And we had a 2 week period from when we started to the bill deadline to at least, to run this program and convince as many members in the House as possible that this is a bad idea. So.
Yeah, I must say that, 2000 emails, that'd be good on a national level to pull that off in a state is remarkable.
Yeah, it's a testament to the engagement of ACEC members. They're focused, they're engaged, they're up on the issues. So yeah, it was a great story to tell, and we totally appreciated all the engagement we got from our members and of course the support we received from ACEC National on this effort.
Just for reference, about how many members are there in ACEC Illinois?
We have 200 firms representing about 11,000 employees. So,
yeah, that's a great return. That's much to be lauded. How were you able to wrangle the investigative story?
Well, I think the merits of QBS are so strong, and I think when you start talking, it's not a hard story to pitch when you start talking to reporters about, there's always a firm that's willing to do less if they get paid for less. And is that really the approach you want when constructing and designing roadways, water systems? So it really, it was a good story to tell on that end. And I think, looking forward and I guess my advice to anybody who else encounters this is don't shy away from talking about the merits of QBS. Take it head on because it's a winner. So,
you mentioned numerous other groups that were in your coalition. How important was it to create a coalition? You guys did a lot on your own, but you also had these other parties.
Oh, 100%. And the wider front you can amass, the better off you are. And I think it wasn't just inside the engineering industry. We had coalition members who are a part of the construction side, but they also saw the merit in retaining QBS. And then the architects were engaged, and then also the Society of Professional Engineers. So, I think if you were and then of course, with all that, we had all of their government affairs and lobbying teams engaged with us. We calls on status and strategy. So it was a full-blown campaign on this effort. And I think, too, just the diversity inside the coalition makes it seem like it's not, a single issue, single industry item. So that, it gave us some breadth there.
For people who might not be familiar with campaigns such as this, how important is it to get out in the public sphere versus talking face to face with legislators or reaching out directly with legislators versus getting the public to know this is an issue?
Oh, I think it's huge. And I think, you have to do everything on this effort. I think the mass application of resources is always beneficial on campaigns like this. And it wasn't so much, we got letters to the editor across the state and in newspapers, but then we pushed that we pushed that on our social media platforms, and so did our coalition members. So it really created this this nice echo effect of the BS and the dangers of the legislation. So.
And so what happened? So after 2 weeks of this campaign, that the deadline for submitting bills comes, and what happened?
The sponsor decided not to call the bill. I think support had evaporated for the legislation at that point. I think it became clear that if he brought the committee, it wouldn't pass out. And we declined to engage in any conversations on a negotiated amendment, because there's just nothing to negotiate on QBS.
And what are your thoughts going forward? Is this something you expect to see again, or do you think you basically put it down?
You know, I think we could see it again, because I think there's just some flawed arguments that revolve around QBS. So I think, what we're going to do is transition out positive education level here and reach out to lawmakers and walk them through again what QBS is. There's such turnover in these general assemblies and state houses and state senates that I think it's really critical to keep reminding people of the benefits of QBS. There's long-term savings on QBS. There's the public health and safety aspect. So it really would be short-sighted for legislatures to kind of try to limit QBS. So we're going to go to an education model, and obviously we're going to use the work product coming out of the ACC Research Institute to guide us on that, but keep working with legislatures and build a coalition inside the State House and State Senate that understands the value of QBS.
Well, congratulations on a well-fought victory, and thanks for coming on to tell us about it.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Engineering Influence Podcast presented by the American Council of Engineering Companies. Thanks for listening.